I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Mittelstead. Next week's episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast is going to focus on the topic, Embrace Failure. On today's episode of Ask Me Anything, I'm going to be answering a question about being too old to change. The question was asked, do we ever get to a point in our lives where there really is no longer a reason or desire to change? I know plenty of people who are older and set in their ways, many of whom feel like they've gotten to the point where they see no reason to change. They might be retired, or they have their routines they go through daily. Even if their life could still improve more, and they could be experiencing so much more in life, they just keep living the same day, over and over again, seemingly satisfied with life just as it is. And they've lived this way for so long that life is nothing but an habitual routine. I'm not talking about healthy habits, but what they experience today is no different than what they experienced every day for the past number of years, and probably will experience every day for the rest of their life if they will not seek change. But they're not even aware they're doing this. Can you imagine that every day for the rest of your life is going to be exactly as it was today? Is there any point to it? What is it that we do with our lives where we live in this cage of comfort, even if it's not comfortable, and perhaps even miserable, that we'd rather repeat today instead of experiencing different things every day? Do we know who we are and why we are here? Is our journey, the purpose of our existence, to simply wake up each day and do what we did yesterday? Wouldn't that one single day of experience then be sufficient? Why bother with the rest of our days? How different is our life now from what it was a year ago? How about 2 years ago? Or five? Or how about 10 years? Is your life any different now from what it's always been? We grow up with the programming that is intended to keep us living on autopilot, unconsciously going through the days of our lives as if we were robots serving the collective. Each of us programmed to fulfill the role and function to which the tribe needs us to fill, but nothing more. And most fill these roles very well, thinking this is just how life is, and we are going to do what we're supposed to be doing, what we've been programmed to do. We've become such experts at playing our role because we have a lifetime of experience at it. Most are so unconscious they won't even question it. They have no awareness as to how dull their life has become to them, even when they know something isn't quite right with it. But you can see it on their faces, in their body language, in the words they speak, and in their behavior. They're much like the equivalent of trained lab rats in their cage, simply performing the tasks their tribe taught them, and at the end of each week, they will get their reward. Instead of some kind of food treat, it's a paycheck, where they can buy their own treats to enjoy over their 2 days off on the weekend, or maybe a week-long break called a vacation, where they literally vacate this dull life for a little while before returning to the mundane task of repeating the same days again. If they are lucky and live long enough to repeat these days over and over again throughout the course of their entire adult life, they will finally be set free to do as they please. This is the plan they follow, the one that was laid out for them. Except after a lifetime of living this way, many have no idea what to do with this freedom once they have it. They may turn occasionally to hobbies or simply relaxing, but most do not seek growth of any kind. They've been working so long that a lot of people who make it to retirement seek out part-time jobs because they have no other ideas on how to fill their free time without a job filling it for them. They aren't creating a life, they're simply reacting to it, much as they have their entire adult life. Even long before retirement, many people just get complacent and settle into the routine of life. For most, they've come to rely on someone else directing their life for them. They aren't self-authoring their own life. It is being written for them. For them, the only difference between working and retirement is finding a way to fill the 8 hours the job used to consume. So for as much as they look forward to retiring, their life is lived unconsciously according to the programming. Once retired, this pattern of unconscious living is maintained. This is why so many may feel lost after retiring. They just don't know how to fill up their day with anything meaningful when someone isn't filling it for them. So when it comes to answering the question, do we ever get to a point in our lives where there really is no longer a reason to change? Well, the answer is, it depends on your point of view, what you believe about life, and specifically what you feel your purpose in life is. If you feel your purpose in life is to provide for your family, you may not have any real purpose outside your job. Without any specific purpose, it's easy to just sit back and continue to react to whatever life throws at you. If you haven't discovered your purpose yet, or if your career is already aligned with your purpose, you may not feel compelled to attempt to change anything about your life, especially if you like the direction it's going in. It isn't unusual to not desire change, so long as everything is going smoothly and we're satisfied. So in that instance, many are quite accepting of where they are in life and have no reason to change. But I don't really know anyone who is happy thinking they would rather not be. It's really a personal choice, and each of us has our own idea and perception of life. So what is satisfactory to one may be intolerable to another. Some people are not happy unless they are driven to always do more and be more, while others may have goals but are in no rush to accomplish them, and still others may have no goals whatsoever. It will always be a choice best left to the individual. We cannot change another anyway, so if we know someone who we believe would be happier if they would change some things about their life, but they tell us they're quite happy just where they are, we must let them be. The only person who can change is the one wanting to. No amount of prodding, suggesting, or offering to help is going to convince another to change. It's always been an inside job, and always will be. As to the original question, if we ever get to a point where we no longer desire change, yes, many people do not desire change. Change takes a lot of work, and not everyone wants to put that effort into it. Now, of course, if people want to change, but do not want to put the time or energy into changing something about themselves, that's a different matter. We can help people who want to change, but again, we cannot do it for them. Many people use age as an excuse to not want to change. The tired but oft-repeated statement, "I'm too old to change," is a pretty invalid excuse, especially these days when we have absolutely everything we could ever want or need at our disposal. You can teach an old dog new tricks. I have a friend who many of you in the Stress Mastery community know, or mutual friends of ours who know, Bill Courtright. He completely blew up the idea of being too old to change. As many of you may know, he recently spent the past year undergoing a physical change that required a lot of planning, dedication, and hard work, sculpting his body to compete in a bodybuilding competition. At age 60, an age where most people are contemplating retiring and sitting around relaxing, Bill worked so hard at changing his physique, and the results were amazing. From what I understand, Bill took first place among his age group and fifth overall, competing with over 20 others who were half his age. Too old to change? Well, you can use that as an excuse, but it's not true. Nobody is too old to change, but if you don't, but you do have to want it, and turn that want into desire, and make goals, and then work at it. So, of course, the excuses are easier, and failures or setbacks along the way can make for convenient excuses to want to quit. But being too old to change is just not a valid reason not to. You can say you can't because you're too old, but the real truth is you don't want to change, and you're simply using your age as an excuse not to. I'm quite sure that Bill would point out that he isn't some extraordinary human being who is so unique that only he could do what he did. I'm pretty sure he, in his modesty, would tell others that if he can do it, anyone can. And he'd be right. I could do it too if I wanted to, but I'll come right out and tell you, I don't want to. I want to be healthy, but I don't want to be a bodybuilder, at least to that extreme. I just want good health. Anyone who does want to do what Bill did can, if they are willing to put in the work. But age itself has nothing to do with it. Bill is living proof of this. You see, when you ask if anyone gets to a point in their life where they don't want to change, it isn't that they can't. They simply don't want to. There is no age restriction on change. We're all changing a little bit every day, even without our awareness or blessing. Change is inevitable. But what kind of change do you want it to be? Do you want to be so set in your ways that you no longer want to pursue your dreams because you feel life has passed you by? Life hasn't passed you by. If you're alive, then there's still time to do those things you've always wanted to do or need to do. Learn to fly a plane or jump out of one with a parachute if that's what you want to do. Learn to draw or paint or learn to play a musical instrument. Take some piano lessons or buy a guitar and learn to play it. Go travel all over the world or climb a mountain if that's something you've longed to do. Go back to college and study just to acquire knowledge or to get a degree in something if that interests you. start a business, or a nonprofit group that makes a difference in someone else's life. Write a book and tell your story. Or write poetry, lyrics, or even a Broadway play. Learn to sculpt in clay or marble, or even become a woodworker and make something unique if you desire. There really isn't anything we cannot do if we want to do it. There are no reasons or excuses for not living our lives with a real sense of purpose. We are all having our own unique experience. That alone is reason enough to go out and do it, and then share it with others. So, if there's ever a point in our lives where we no longer desire change, I certainly hope not. Life is too precious to waste even a moment of it, no matter what your age. Well, that's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by clicking like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.